There's a beautiful and faith-refreshing account mentioned in Quran. Respected viewers, this account actually mentions punishment of Allah on a certain nation. But there's a lot to learn from this account, especially in the era we are living in and the way people behave nowadays. We can take lots of lessons from this account. 70,000 people from the nation of Sayyidina Dawud ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam used to live in a village called Ayla, which was situated in Aqba near a seaside. These people were living a luxurious and prosperous life. They were fishermen and they used to catch fish for their livelihood. That nation was tested by Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ordered through Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam and prohibited them from fishing on Saturday and permitted them to catch fish on all other days of the week. Allah Azza wa Jal tested their faith by way of making many fish available on Saturday and none on other days. That nation divided into three groups. The first group said, okay, fine, as it is the order of Allah, we will not fish on Saturday. And to the second group, Shaitan whispered, and upon listening to Shaitan, they began to dig drains from the sea into the land, resulting in the formation of ponds in the dry land. Shaitan further misguided them by giving them the evil idea that on Saturday, when fish come into the pond through these drains, close the passage of the drains and do not catch fish that day. Instead, catch them the next day. They did not realize the fact that the day when they trapped fish in ponds would still be considered as fishing day. Anyways, that group did this way. Although the third group disliked and hated this act but remained silent, they did not restrain people from indulging in it. Well, those they had fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they prevented themselves from fishing according to the command of Allah and tried to advise others to do the same. Therefore, they built a wall to separate themselves from the wrongdoers. After some days, when Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam came, he alayhi salatu wasalam was informed that there are 12,000 people who are still disobeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and fishing on Saturday this way. He alayhi salatu wasalam wrathfully cursed those disobedient people. 3 days passed, but no voice was heard from other side of the wall. Before you could hear the people's voices, because 12,000 people, if they are living, yes, you hear some sort of noise. When 3 days passed, some people climbed up the wall to see them and saw that all of those disobedient people were deformed into monkeys. Yes, dear viewers, they were deformed into monkeys, all of them. When the door was opened, those monkeys came this side. People of this side could not recognize them because they lived their relatives, their cousins, and their neighbors, but they were all deformed. But those monkeys would recognize their relatives, come close to them, and sniff their clothes, weep bitterly, but nobody could recognize them. They lived for 3 days and could not eat or drink anything in between. And after that, all these 12,000 people who were deformed to monkeys were died out of thirst and hunger. Respected viewers, the Holy Quran describes this event in the following ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. If you want to know details of this account, then you can read Surah Al-Baqarah verse 65 and Surah Al-A'raf verse 163 to 166. I would recommend you to read and also read its tafsir, commentary. And inshallah, this will make you realize that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent punishment in this world. Faces were deformed to monkeys. Fire was sent as a destruction. People were punished through various creatures. Punishment of blood was sent. People received punishment of Allah whenever they displeased Him. They made themselves satisfied by finding ways out. They thought that prohibited is permitted. This is even happening today. Today, name of interest has changed. Bribery is known as gift. It is just a gift. And nowadays, things are adulterated. People say everyone does that. Everyone sells fake products. We are not alone. People do not consider lying is bad. They consider it as a business technique and good salesmanship. They think that lying is such an art which can help to sell a low quality product as a good quality in the market. People are changing names to find ways to make unpermissible as permissible. Just imagine. Even if we are not punished today, but tomorrow we'll have to answer. We will be held accountable.